Now we wait at Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Radio.
Like a dog, I've been programmed to enjoy my imprisonment. Touch the spade, wide and bloated, overfed, crown on my head. Day after day, I'm not complaining. My kennel is warm and the bitches are here. Far better off than I strive to live out on the street. Cut my balls, pet my head, just put me.
Tune in here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Ernie Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with my dear friends in Die Job. That song is Wolves in the Wild off of their self-titled release, available now on Kinda Cool Records. The reason I'm playing that, because you can catch those cats tomorrow night in New Westminster at Bully's Studio. It's going to be a good time. It is the first show being put on by my friend Jared's new promotion company, Crisis Culture. It's happening down at Bully's. New Westminster, Die Job is playing, Jared's band Waste Coast is playing, and my dear friend Neil E.D. is doing his Danger Thrill show. There's Swordswall, and there's Blockhead, there's Beds and Nails, there's all kinds of crazy madness. It is worth your time. Go down. Tickets at the door. I think they're also available online. If you go to bullystudio.com, check it out. It's going to be pretty fucking cool. But that's not the only time you can see my good friends in Die Job. No. Tomorrow night, out in Mission, past my hometown of Maple Ridge, out in Mission at the Captain's Cabin, my dear friend Oak from Random Dander and Hollow Groves, owner of Old News Vintage and Vinyl, she is putting on one hell of a show at Captain's Cabin. It was supposed to happen pre-pandemic. My good friends the Fomites, my good friends Die Job, and me, I'm going to be there. We're going to be playing at Captain's Cabin this Saturday, March the 2nd. Captain's Cabin, and the show is free. That's it. Free. No money. Come check it out. Captain's Cabin Admission. It's going to be pretty friggin' awesome. Let's cut into some more of that music right now. I would play you some Waste Coast, but Jared, you ain't got recordings yet. I heard they were in the studio just the other week, so hopefully that'll be out pretty soon. We'll have them here on the studio. We'll talk all about it. We'll be talking about the band. We'll talk about what Crisis Culture is. I encourage you to go on to Instagram or your social media platform of choice. Look up Crisis Culture. It is a new promotions, art, and hopefully magazine that Jared's trying to put together to help elevate the scene in Vancouver. Check it out. It's going to be a good time. But in the meantime, let's listen to what you can experience this Saturday at Captain's Cabin in Mission. Free shows. This, my friends, this is the Fomites.
Was a burning in a cycle repeating just to you. shall pay your fucking dues. You should be grateful, so thank you, be humble. Where is it ever gotten me? For every leg up, a last slip, a tumble back down, face to the ground. So to my life I say goodbye, but I guess that I'm stuck working until the day I die. Why don't you tell me what my problem is? Dig up the past, I'd use some more conversations. Is this the way that we were meant to live? I see your lips move, but the words you're saying are wrong. So for tonight, I swear that every word's a lie. But I guess that I'm stuck listening until the day I die. Let's go!
What you experience if you go to Captain's Cabin this Saturday, March the 2nd. Free show. Die Job, the Fomites, and myself. I'm going to be there as well. That last track was one of mine. That song's called Until I Die. Before that, we had the Fomites with Help Me Toaster Oven Pizza, You're My Only Hope, off of their amazing album, available now on Kinda Cool Records, The Secret of the Booze. I got it on a really fancy-looking splatter vinyl. It's excellent. That's not the only time in March you're going to be able to see that trio play together. No, no, no. You see, myself, the Fomites, Die Job, my friends in Dusty Pines, we're all heading out on tour, and we're going to go up through the interior. We're kicking it off on Thursday, March the 21st. We're going to be playing with Vancouver's very own Terminal City Rats at the Cambie. Then we're waving our way up through the interior. We're going to hit Penticton, Kelowna, and a Soyuz on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. It's going to be a good time. And for those three interior dates, we will be joined by We Are Not a Cult. I'm going to find some of the recordings from Dusty Pines, from We Are Not a Cult, and of course, I've got the vinyl for Terminal City Rats here behind me. We're going to get to all of that. But first, let me tell you about the other show that's going on this weekend in our fair city. Yes, yes, yes. Our good friend Sarah from Leghound Booking. I almost messed up that name. She is having her birthday party show, I believe. Sarah, if you're out there, if you're listening, if you're watching this, happy birthday. I would love to be there, but unfortunately, I got to play that show out in Mission. I'm going to be the other side of the Lower Mainland. So happy birthday to you, my friend. She's holding an excellent show at the Mainstay at her home base at our beloved Lana Lou's Rock and Roll Eatery down in Vancouver. You can see the like of Manic open up the set with an excellent acoustic punk version. Manic, if you're listening, man, we got to get a show together, dude. We got to do it. Let's go do that show in Chilliwack. We'll call up Danny. We'll make that happen. The Tarlex, the only band that I know that is dedicated to WKRP in Cincinnati. I guarantee most people listening don't even know what that show was, or were not even alive when it was on the air. I wasn't alive when it was on the first time, but I was around for the syndications in my youth. We also have the return, the one, the only, no longer Lou Danger in the Thrills. No. Now it is Superior Thrills. They are making their triumphant return. I believe this is the first show back under the new lineup. There should be some new songs. There should be some old songs. It should be a good, good time. And then there will also be Shadow Rat, a band I haven't heard of. I'm not able to find any of their music. If you guys know Shadow Rat out there and they got some recordings, shoot them to me in the chat below. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/radradio. Go to the live stream. Let me know so I can find that music. And, of course, there will be Ostringer, which I've got some music queued up as well. So, while I figure that all out, let's dig in to some of the Tarlex. Because I was just talking about my love of WKRP in Cincinnati. You guys ready? Let's go. Rad Radio. All right. Well, that's not going to happen. So how about we do this? I didn't get to cue one of these songs. Let's see here. What sounds like a good Ostringer song? Drink beer, hail Satan. Come on, you can't go wrong with that. You just can't. Here, listen to this. We'll be right back. I got it fixed. I don't know what's going on with computer 2 here. This is my fault. I should get back to my main original format of playing almost exclusively vinyl. The problem is, I like to focus a lot on the local shows that are happening this weekend, and not all those bands got records that I got my hands on. It's a hard needle to thread, you know? Anyways, I think I figured out Computer 2. I rebooted it, and I think I got it now. So, as I was saying before, let's listen to a little bit of the one and only band dedicated entirely to WKRP in Cincinnati's. This, my friends, this is the Tarlex, because she's so negative.
I'm so positive, she's so negative, still I want to hang around with her.
Friends, is what you can experience if you go down to Lanaloo's this Saturday for our good friend Sarah's birthday extravaganza at the one and only Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery. That last track was formerly Lou Danger and the Thrills, now Superior Thrills, with They Only Come Out at Night. A song close to my heart because it's about Salem's Lot, and I love me some Stephen King. Now, before that break, we also had the Tarlex there with She's So Negative off of their debut album, Season 1. Now, before the break, I was talking about how myself, the Fomites, the Dreadnoughts, not the Dreadnoughts, the Fomites and Die Job are going out on tour in March, the 21st to the 24th. We're going up through the interior. We're going to be joined by our good friends in Dusty Pines. And the one and the only Terminal City Rats are going to be playing the tour kickoff show Thursday, March the 21st at the Cambie. Our good friend Jameson, leader of the Terminal City Rats and purveyor, savior of the Cambie, and having live punk music there and giving us another vital, vital venue in our fair scene. We'll be playing. They'll be opening up the show. It's going to be a wild time. Along for the ride is going to We Are a Cult. They're going to be playing the interior shows. It's going to be pretty wild. I'm going to get some of that right now, starting with the band of the hour, the one, the only. This is Terminal City Rats.
Tells me that goose-stepping morons like yourself should try reading books instead of burning them.
That was pretty good. Here, let's have another. Thursday, March 21st, Cambie, Terminal City Rats.
Look you in the eye.
The fucking eye.
I fall a bill and fuck the ball.